That too.
They say on average, Avia, when they eat the last meal, they should not eat three people together at a table. Because if three are eating together, they have to make zimun. They don't make zimun on this time. Because zimun, that's something of joy, definitely. They don't want. But all this I'm saying, the last meal of the day. But sometimes some people, they have a loophole. They eat the meal all what they want. So this is not my last meal. I'm eating. Then they wait half an hour later. Oh, now I'm going to have my last meal.
The bread and water.
Okay. Therefore, there is a loophole that you can eat two, three courses of food, but don't eat in the last meal. Make all this the meal before. The last meal, you come, you have small thing.
Did I eat seven meals before the fast like Yom Kippur?
No. No. This is Chaviyat, because of fast Kippur, there is a mitzvah to eat. The Torah said eat more than Arab Kippur. That's why they eat seven meals. Because of Chaviyat, there isn't this mitzvah of eating. Therefore, it's only to be able to survive. Now, we told you the loophole then, and if the mother, like Alan's mother, that she prepares for him seven courses meal.
No, not seven, Rabbi, eight.
Eight? Okay.
You gotta make a choice.
This year she will make it nine. Eat them. Eat them, for example, now, when is the fast going to be? Maybe eight, I don't know, I'll see the sunset later. They'll say 6 o'clock, you eat. Eat all what you want, you know what I'm saying? 7:15, you don't say, oh, now we're going to have the last meal for the day. And you eat what you want. The second meal, only one thing. This is what you want. Of course, we say, Shabbat doesn't come this year, Sunday. If it comes Sunday, I told you already, Shabbat, the last meal, you can eat all what you want. Eat the whole animal. You could. Okay, you could.
No, I can't.
I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. Okay.
Does the meal, last meal, have to have bread with katamazon?
Proper, that's it. You don't have even any meal. You don't have to.
I know, but there's any reason that the last meal...
No, just make it, this is my last meal before the fast. It doesn't have to have katamazon. Now, there is another thing, very strange. On Arab Chabi'ab, Minha, they don't say Anna. Say Yishem. Why? Because it's considered a day before the holiday. Holiday. It's a day of sorrow, a day of sadness. That's not a holiday. They call it the day of holiday because in the future it will be a holiday. The stress is so much among the custom of the Jewish people that we have strong belief in God. We have trust and faith that we know that the day of Shavuot will change one day into a holiday. According to Midrash, the longest holiday that the Jewish people will have in the future would be these days. From Shavuot at the most till Shavuot would be one holiday. 3 weeks of a holiday. They never have more than 1 week. Pesach, Sukkot. But now, at the time of the Mashiach, we will have one holiday, the longest one. On Shavuot of Tammuz, the Shavuot. Now, as I said, Shavuot, the fast begins from evening till evening. When I say evening, it goes more than 24 hours. Why? Because there is a time that it is twilight, which is the doubt it belongs to the day before and the day after. When you come to the twilight of before the night of Shavuot, you restrict yourself, all the twilight is forbidden, you have to start before the twilight. And comes at the end of the day, the following day, twilight is forbidden. Then it is half an hour before, half an hour after, it becomes already 25 hours instead of 24. We said already that what other things are not allowed to do in Shavuot, just like Kippur. But there's another thing in Tshavei Av that Kippur permitted, Tshavei Av is forbidden. You can't read Torah anywhere. Why the Torah makes a person happy. Pekudei, the David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, Mesem Nehelem. The person will understand the laws of the Torah, he will enjoy it. And he brings enjoyment. Therefore, there are the restrictions. What part of the Torah he can learn, what he can. It tells us exactly, specifically. In the Bible, there are certain chapters in Iyob. And there is Echa, Megillatich, Echa. There is, in Gemara, a special Gemara which you read about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash.
The whole thing. You can read
no, I says only certain chapters. The chapters that when Iyob is talking, that the time of the sorrow, that he is expressing his pain and sorrow of what he is going through. This is what they say, what they read in the time. Book of Taniyot, which Tshavei Av, is only the chapters that you can read. But the chapters of Iyob, there is plenty more that you don't read. You read certain things what Iyob said and certain things what his friends were answering him. I don't know if you're familiar with the book of Iyob, if you ever read it. This is one of the biggest books that's written about philosophy, religious philosophy. Because here comes they present you big, big question. The whole story of Iyob is what? A man who was a very good man, a great tzaddik. There's the pasuk describes him. V'haya ha'ish ahu ish tam v'yashar, a perfect and honest, God-fearing, v'sar mera, never did anything wrong. Imagine this title the pasuk gives to a human being. It's very, very big title. Tam, Yashar, Yere Elohim, Sar Merah, can't be any better. And the man was very, very wealthy, very happy in his life. Used to offer korbanot every day to God, to make party every day for one of his sons. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every day party, and he invites all others. He did so many things. Just to ask Hashem, in case they, one of his children did something wrong, to forgive him. That's why he was made the korbanot. All of a sudden, he went through tremendous suffering. One message after another comes to tell me. What are his losses? First, the property. Here they come to tell me in many, many real estate that he has a fire broke out. Here comes to tell me they came. Some enemies to capture everything that he has, and the animals and others, they took them. Here comes and says an enemy came and killed his children. There was story after story. Hashem tells the Satan, do you see Iyob how good he is? He says, of course good, you blessed him with everything. He says, just test him and see, you realize. Told him, go ahead. He tested him with all these things. Still, the Iyob was giving praise to God. To them. But then, Hashem tells his son, well, you see how good he is? Of course. You took from him what you gave him. But try to test him with it. Give him something, suffering, physical suffering, some kind of sickness. We'll see what he says. He said, he's in your hands. Do what you want, but on condition. Don't let him die. The Gemara said, the Satan suffered more than Iyob. This is like we tell a person, put a snake around the bottom of clay, and then kill the snake, and be careful, don't break the clay. It's very hard. Hashem taught him to break it, but he did. He made him suffer with pains all over his body, the boils and everything. tell the Yob what his suffering was so much, he dug into the ground and he put his body in the ground, covered it all with the sand, with all that, that he shouldn't be every minute trying to itch himself. Suffering. And his friends came to visit him. When friends came to visit him, he couldn't take the pains anymore. His wife tells him, oh, you still believe in God? Say something against God that he should let him die, that he shouldn't suffer no more. He tells her, "Kedaber ahat nevalot tedaber." You are talking like the one of the worst persons in the world. We should accept from God only the good, and the bad we don't accept. We should accept the bad, just as we accepted the good and we were thanking him. Nothing, but at the end, when his friends came, they saw him with pain, they started talking. Talking for days. He asked questions, they give answers, they ask questions. But then he made mistakes with his wife. He said, it must be because of the suffering that he had. Must be they thought, my name is not Iyov, my name is Oyev, an enemy. Something has happened in heaven that they thought something wrong about me. Yeah? The Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him through his friend. He said, really? You know, there is a bird that's flying and gives birth while he is flying. And if this child that being born will go for not being taken care of, won't live anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes an eagle come with his wings. Exactly the minute that bird gives birth, the eagle receives the child that should not die. He said, that's what I do. Never makes a mistake with this. You come and say, I'm mistaken, but Oyob, Oyob. And so many, many different things that Hashem proved to him, not to think something wrong. But he said something wrong during the art of suffering. At the end, it was known to him that this was only a test. And later on, he became, again, healthy, wealthy, God blessed him with everything. And he gave him everything, double of what he used to do. He had 7 sons, he gave him 14. But wife, he didn't give him 2. He gave him only 1. Because giving 2, that's not a blessing. I said the story of him. And the one professor took a walk, a very short one, small, petite. Then why do you take this? Your size is good. He said, take the least of the bad. that's him, do not give him 2, give him 1. This is what we read. These are the things we read. We read Iyov, there is in Yirmiyah something, of course, Megillat Echa.
Yeah, Echa, you can read the whole thing. Huh? Echa, you read the whole thing.
That's
anyway.
Echa is all lamentation. All is kina, they call it. This is the biggest thing that's written by any Navi of describing the suffering of the Jewish people after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash.
And you read it in Hebrew and English, or only Hebrew?
English, anything. As long as you read that part. And they read in the Gemara certain parts, in Gemara Kittin, that they read it, that speaks about the destruction. They read Midrash Echa. Midrash Echa tells us so many stories. Among the stories that they read, they show you, they were talking the wisdom of the Jewish people compared with the Greek. And why did they talk about this? And we lost these kind of precious people. They tell us, for example, a man, a Jew, his father, traveled to Athens. He left Israel and he went, very wealthy man. He went to business to him. He came to help. All of a sudden, he felt very bad. He became sick. He became sick, he realized time is up. What do you do now? He left the child in Israel. And if he has worked with him, those days there are no banks like today. They take the money with them, everything. He called the man that he was a guest by him. He told me, listen, I want you to ask you. I'll leave all my wealth with you. If my son will come, will show you three kinds of wisdom, promise me that you will give him this. He said, okay. And he already sent a message to his son with somebody troubling. This is what you did with him. Let him show three things of wisdom. Okay. The son came to the news that his father passed away. He mourned his father. Then he went to Agnes. He came there. They had a custom in that town that any stranger that comes and will ask about an address of someone, they won't let him know about what it is. And he wants to know where does it live. He doesn't know where the house. He went to a store. He ordered wood. But they used to say, sell wood for what? Instead of gas. But they cook on it. They warm the house with it. Everything. That was instead of fireplace of today. Then he ordered, okay, give us, he said, who is that? He gave the name of that person. He said, in town. And the people know where he lives. This is the name. I said, they don't give address, they have to know each one. Well, okay, please delivery. Make delivery. When? Please make it within the hour. Okay. And the delivery went, and he was looking. And he followed the one, the delivery man. He followed. And the man, the delivery man came to the house. Mister, he called him. Here's your order. My order? I didn't order anything. What do you mean, yes? An order came on your behalf. The man is looking. Oh, he saw the man there. It's here. You ordered and he gave your address. Really? He comes and says, yes, I'm Mr. So-and-so, the son of God. Oh, he understood, he saw me, and he says, one thing that showed him, thing of wisdom. Okay. He sat down, breakfast. He was a guest man. He's sitting there on that breakfast. He brought eggs. What number of eggs? I say, okay, there was a custom there. That you divide the meal. They used to give a plate in front of each one. Well, you eat. You put the food for it. I said, no, you put it. The guest said, no, he said, I insist, you give. That means when a person is going to take for himself, he'll be embarrassed. He'll take a lot of. They don't want him to eat a lot. Take the eggs. He put one egg in front of the host and his wife. Put, he had two sons over there, he put one egg in front of two sons. Then we put, he had two daughters, he put one egg in front of them. That's he used three eggs for the father and mother, for the two boys and two girls. They were all together five eggs over there, then he took two eggs for himself. The host is so mad, but he doesn't say anything. He's quiet. Okay, let's go back. He came and supper down, dinner. He bought roast chicken, roasted there, in the middle, the vegetables around. He said, not the divide. He said, no, you divide. He goes, no, I insist you. He said, okay. Let's see what we do now. He took the head of the chicken, he gave it to the father. He took the two wings, he gave it to the two girls. He took the two legs, he gave it to two boys. He took the inside, that was the intestines and little bit, piece of the liver and that, he gave to the mother. Took the body of the chicken to himself. Yeah, oh, that's so amazing. I can't take it. Tell me, what is that right, what you did? How come you did breakfast, this thing, and now this thing? Not to do only everything, just the one person. You bought 5 eggs in front of us. You are 6 people, I'm 7. What'll I do? Then I started figuring, what shall I do? I said, let me divide it, three, everything, three. I said, you and your wife and the egg, that's three. The 2 boys and the egg, that's three. 2 girls and the egg, that's three. I'm 1 and 2 eggs, that's three. I made it even, just. So how about now with the meal? Very simple. Give me 1 chicken to all of us. You are the head of the family. I have you the head. Your 2 girls are going to get married, fly away. They fly with the winds, not the winds. Your 2 sons are the foundation. And the whole house stands on it, like the 2 legs. Your wife is the mother that brought all this in her stomach. I tell them all this in the stomach I gave her. The body looks like a boat. I came by a boat, I'm going to go back by a boat. That's why I took it. It belongs to me. I said, listen, I show you 3 things of wisdom. Now they come to give me what my father put in your hand, the wife. Then he said he had to give it to him. So many stories there is in that Midrash Echa, unbelievable. In this line, one after another, there was a place that one from Jerusalem came to Athens. And he came with all his belongings, I don't know, dozens of hotel. I want to have a room. I said, okay, you don't give a room, only a person that steps, at least 30 steps. The room's small, he has to step back. Okay. He steps in, 10, he has to come back. 11, 12, and he goes. And when he goes out, and they lock the door, take all his belongings. We don't have room for you. But then came this man from Ocean Island. I want you to show me how. Okay, he was there, he's still in the room. Show me how to step in. He was counting. 1, 2, and then the host, the owner of the hotel, walking out, still counting. He locked the door. I said, open the door. What you want to me, I did to you. And also. And things like this, they tell us how wise they were, the people of Yerushalayim, young, old, all were very, very smart. Why did you give us this story? To show you what we lost. We didn't lose people who are what they call Jedben, people who were very, very smart. They're all this on one word that's written in the first pasuk of Echa. העיר רבתי עם, הייתה כלמנה, רבתי בגויים, שרתי במדינה. That's a very great people they were, not simple people. Anyhow, we come here, if there is a woman that she's pregnant, and that especially the books today, they make it much easier. They say generations became weaker. And therefore, even though we say pregnant woman, a nursing woman, she should try to fast. But this, they don't become very strict with them. It's true, they tell them to try. If they try also, little by little, as I said before, during Kippur, something Shabbat. And if a woman gave birth, of course, the first few days she's considered like a sick woman. They don't bother her. They permit them to eat. This is what makes the Shabbat easier than Kippur. the person is not supposed to wash, but his hands got dirty. Even Netilah in the morning, how much does it do? Only till the knuckles. Usually we do to the wrist, it's only to the knuckle. And they don't wash the face, only when it's wet a little, they move it to the eyes, that a person will be able to feel waking up. As I said, dirty, he got dirty, he was feeding a child. When he touched something that's dirt, he could clean it, he could wash it. Because they don't tell him to say dirty because he's not about to wash. We said those days they didn't have no sneakers. What they used to do? Used to go barefoot with the socks, or used to make from piece of cloth something like sneakers with the cloth. Anybody who wants something for Shabbat, there is Mr. Alan Zahi is able to provide them something with Atlara. You have things with Atlara?
Yeah.
Now, before he told me, I don't have cheap stuff. No, he said yes.
He said cheap, he said he has it.
I have cheap stuff.
Cheap stuff?
Yeah.
On Shabbat, when they greet each other, they don't say shalom, hey, how are you, good morning. Meet each other, they leave, they said, Beminyan Tzion, Yerushalayim, Tenuham. You shall have consolation by the rebuilding of Tzion and Yerushalayim. That's what we do the night of Shabbat. Come, it's a late afternoon, they will change. They don't know to swim, not to wash the floor, but afternoon, they say, this is the time of the Nahamu. They prevent them late afternoon to do these things. How about work on Shabbat? There is different kind of customs. Some they work, some they don't work. All depend according to the custom of the city or the town. But Maran said, it's better not to do work. And if a person does work on the day of Shabbat, he doesn't have a blessing in it. That means a person should restrict himself from walking. I know that some of our young men, God bless them, comes Pesach and Sukkot, take vacations in them in order not to walk on Hol HaMoed. Comes to Shabbat, they don't walk. Comes to, depend on the individual, and some individual then. And then, of course, not a question of prayer. What do we do on the Shabbat in the morning? We put tefillin or not? Some of the same. No tefillin. Why? Tefillin is pe'er, the crown of the Jewish people. When a person is mourning, he puts a crown, so therefore no tefillin. And some, they do put a tefillin, but they don't put it in public. They put it home. And the Kabbalah, they don't like it. They said, just put the feed in, even on Shabbat in the morning. Most of the people in the world, once fighting, they used to put the feed in home. They come only for the prayer after the feed in. And that's what most people in Syria did. Many people here in this country continue with this custom. And since the Kabbalah said to put the feed in public with the Minyan, I preferred here in this country that they should put it in here. Why? Many of the young people, if you tell them, you don't have to put the tefillin. They won't put it even at home. And I don't want them to miss it. I come, and I make a minyan, and I tell them I put it in order to make sure that everybody is putting on the tefillin, that it shouldn't be missed. Of course, because of that in Minha, they put the Latin tefillin. Since then, many people did not put. The custom became from this that they are putting the Latin tefillin in Minha of Shabbat. In Mincha of Tisha B'Av, there is a special extra part in the prayer of Amida. Well, in Tishkon B'Toch Yerushalayim Erecha, before Baruch Atah Shebonei Yerushalayim, there is a full paragraph. It's called Nahem. Nahem Hashem Elokeinu et Avilei Tzion, Avilei Yerushalayim, and so on. Then, this Nahem, some communities, they say it in every prayer, Arbit, Shacharit, and Mincha. Some they don't say it only in Mincha. We are accustomed to say it only in Mincha. Anenu they say in all the three prayers. But Nahem they say only in Mincha. That they have to pray from the book, especially the book that of Chaviyah. I don't know if you'll find it there, but maybe. Let me see if there is a Mincha over here. This is not here, because this book says Book of Ta'aniyot. They put Nahem in the special in that Book of the Ta'aniyot. They don't put it here. You know the Book of Ta'aniyot? You remember Hamesh Ta'aniyot? There, let me see if they put it at the end in the Ta'anit. I don't know if you have Ta'amida over there. No, maybe the others during the habit. There is Nahem, Hashem, Lakenta, Venetia. We call Yaakov regular. Could you show me this? Not here. We play with the Book of Hamesh Ta'aniyot, because there is more extra things. Let me see. Let's see if Kol Yaakov put it.
Right there.
It's Tisha B'Av, it's Tfilat Mincha, Win Kan Nahem. See? You put this.
Yeah,
over there.
Start to go to.
I told you here before, but in the Shan, you say this instead of this. You continue with this over here. Mm-hmm. Part of the Malavim from here.
What are they talking about?
Roughly what's it? We are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring a consolation to the Jewish people by the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and Zion. As it is, it's written in the Bible. They read the Pesukim of the Bible and say, you have burned it with the fire, and with the fire you are going to rebuild. That's the fire that you are going to destroy the enemies of the Jewish people. This is what the whole, and special Berakha for that. This is then, he did not put it because this printer of this book, he made special books for Ta'aniyot. That's why he put it there.
Is that the one that's the
four
cover book that you have here?
Not just a blue, you remember?
Blue one, that's yeah. From
Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's right. No, not from Yerushalayim. We have from Yerushalayim. We have the one of Yerushalayim, they both have it.
You can put it in there, get another book
on it. Okay.
Next week, no class. Wednesday, another night? Next
what?
Next week, we'll make it another night?
No, already other nights are occupied. I have another class.
Okay.
Yeah. But it will be the week after. Yeah. Okay, I think, we'll stop it here. And the person, there is a milah, what they do exactly. Another shaman, you'll have a milah, just some. From Chabea, will tell you exactly what to do. These are the laws of, the most important laws of Chabea. And I think we covered a good.
Good portion.
Okay.